supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Ladies and gentlemen, Salamun Alaikum. You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. Please join us on how to organize our life in Islam. As usual, we start today's special After looking at the calendar, today, Saturday, is the 7th of Jamadil Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. Corresponding to the 10th of day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 31st of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment of today's special by recitation of chapter Al-Mu'minun, verses 115 and 116.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ
Then did you think that we created you uselessly and that to us you would not be returned?
فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقُّ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْكَرِيمِ
So exalted is Allah, the Sovereign, the Truth. There is no deity except Him, Lord of the Noble Throne.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Allah does nothing in vain and created man for a purpose. Without the hereafter, the life of the world would be useless. And therefore, the aim of the creation of man is not peculiar to or limited for this world. This verse thus reflects this truth and becomes a very effective and instructive means to awaken those who are centered upon this world alone. This life has many difficulties and hazards, which Allah has prepared as preliminaries and conditions for the life to come.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Warta darbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
As I told you, today we're going to speak about organization of our life in Islam. Islam encourages us to be neat, to be organized, and to strive for excellence in all things. In the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad, we can see that he, the Prophet, was organized, efficient, and productive. Allah does not like disorganization nor laziness. It's a myth that some people are born with an organizing gene or are natural organizers, and others will never be organized. The honest reality is that organized and productive people have learned the skills and made it a habit of being organized.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, in this very show, we are going to talk about the ways to organize our daily routine. Sometimes, going back to the basics and setting up a daily routine is exactly what is needed to bring a greater sense of balance and happiness to our daily lives. To develop a daily routine that works for us can be a mix of science and an art form. But we now want to share some tips and tricks which we find helpful in developing good, healthy habits and building a routine. The first is meditation and mindfulness. What do we mean by meditation and mindfulness? Starting our day with a purpose helps us shape how the rest of our day turns out. If you have never meditated before, it can sound daunting. But it is really quite simple. A meditation routine, each morning before opening any devices, can make a world of differences, and it doesn't have to take longer than 10 minutes. And 10 minutes is all you need. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
I think it's a good suggestion to look at tips on getting organized. It's good for our iman and our faith too. One of the tips is managing our time wisely. Think about this. Make a to-do list every day. So we have a to-do list today. Review your to-do list and refresh your memory about scheduled meetings or classes. Put things that are most important at the top and do them first. If it's easier, use a planner to track all of your tasks. Make your most important phone calls early, as you're more likely to catch people at their desks at the beginning of the day. Then use your paper or electronic calendar to divide the rest of the day into project segments. Even if your time estimates are approximate, they help you focus on how much you can realistically expect to get done. Attack the most important projects when your personal energy is highest. Check your email and messages throughout the day, again sorting them immediately. Read and respond to urgent items, but file the rest away for the time you've already scheduled to handle them. Wrap up the day and prepare for tomorrow. Review your checklist and cross off completed items. Move any pending items to a fresh list for tomorrow. On another note, count your hours.
عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're speaking about the planning tools and systems. Let's look at a paper planner. I use the Full Focus Planner to plan the upcoming few days' appointments, schedules, and to-do lists. This is a quality quarterly planner that has some neat features beyond the standard daily planning pages. You'll find a quarterly goal setting section along with goal progress tracking built right into each day and week, quarterly planning and reflection pages, and a really cool weekly preview spread. These extras are so helpful for productivity and goal settings. A paper planner is a perfect place to keep track of daily to-do lists and time blocking. You can also fill it with lists such as shopping lists, reading lists, and etc. While a digital calendar is a great place to track appointments, meetings, and other commitments, your paper planner gives you space to zero in on the day ahead and plant out your priorities and to-dos.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Sajda at number 24 talks about the concept of imamat, and this is one of the very few ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the criteria that He used for bestowing imamat to the chosen ones. He is the creator, He is the Almighty. He doesn't need to justify anything to anyone. Nobody has a right to ask him. Even the Malaika early days, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed that I'm going to appoint a human being, the first one, as my Khalifa on the earth, you know, the angels had kind of issues about it. And they asked him. The initial response of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was, Inni alamu ma la ta'alamun. I know what you don't know. This is not your place to question my judgment or decision. And so nowhere does he explain. There were many cases of anbiya who came who would not have been accepted by the masses if the masses were given the choice. There were some that said, you know, he's neither famous nor has money nor political power. Why would Allah send him? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is His own, you know, it's His discretion, it is His choice. Nobody needs to, you know, question that. But this is one of the ayat, very rare I would say, where He explains that what was the basis on which He chose some and not the others. And this is the way the ayat goes on, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ, and from among the human beings, we appointed some of them, أَئِمَّةً, as leaders and guides. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints them. What was their function? Yahduna bi amrina. They will guide people according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the function of the imam. But what is the basis? Lamma sabaru wa kanu bi ayatina yuqinun. Two things He mentions. Number one is sabr and patience. Because they were patient, you know, or they have this capability of being patient in difficulties and test and trial. And number two, وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ, they had yaqeen and conviction in the signs and the messages that I sent down to them.
As you noticed, we were speaking about how to organize our life in Islam. Inshallah, we'll continue on the next episode of today's special tomorrow. So we'll meet you soon, inshallah. Fi amanillah.
Show me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer. Thank you.
food for thought.
Salam, dear listeners. On the eve of the new year of the Gregorian calendar, we present you an interesting saying regarding Prophet Jesus, peace upon him, from Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, as related by his divinely designated vicegerent, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him. The Messenger of Allah called me and said, O Ali, verily, there is a similarity between you and Jesus, the son of Mary, peace upon him. The Christians love him so much that they put him in a position that was not for him. And the Jews hate him so much that they have even slandered his mother. Imam Ali, peace upon him, added, Two groups of men will be ruined because of me. He who goes to extremes in love of me for what I do not have, and he who hates me with a hatred that makes him slander me.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for our esteemed listeners a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from our ninth Imam, Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam. This beautiful hadith is about the performance of acts of common courtesy, right? Obviously, these are kind of vary from society to society. It's possible for some things to be considered acts of courtesy in one society, in one culture, but not to be the same in other cultures. Like, for example, in, you know, amongst certain cultures, it's very respected. It's considered an act of respect and courtesy. And when somebody walks into a room, you stand up out of respect for him. Right? This is one thing. There are certain things that are considered courteous in all cultures. Like, for example, if somebody's speaking, you don't start speaking before he's finished, right? Don't cut him off while he's speaking. So these are some things that, Islam has affirmed. It says, these are good, and, it encourages its followers to respect these and observe these, as has been, reflected in this beautiful hadith we will recite for you today. Imam Jawad alayhi salam said, "People who perform acts of courtesy towards others benefit more from them than the receptors of their kindness." If you're courteous to a person, not only will that person benefit from the respect you've shown them, the courtesy you've shown them, but you will also have a reward for it. The Imam says, "For verily they have the reward for them. The rewarding feeling of pride for having helped someone, as well as a mention." Meaning, when you're courteous to someone and respectful to them, you feel nice about it. You feel good about it. That's one. Secondly, right, when you're courteous to people, people will like you. People will mention you with, good regards. People will speak very highly of you. So however much a good a man may do for others, it ultimately always starts by benefiting himself. The good that you do to others, you benefit from it yourself. And hence, he never seeks thanks for the benefit incurred by himself through helping others, right? A person who's nice to others and is courteous to them, he never seeks thanks for the benefit that incurs by himself through helping others. Perhaps this is why Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "The first people to enter paradise will be those who performed acts of common courtesy to others." Right? Obviously, this is something that, it requires a little bit of know-how, right? You have to be aware of, the common acts of courtesy in the culture you are in. It becomes very difficult, especially when you move to a different place, you move to a different culture, place where you've never been. Sometimes it becomes very difficult. Obviously, before going there, you should also read up on, the culture of that place, the customs of that place, and observe them. Acts of courtesy are treasures for eternity. This is a saying of Imam Ali. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at performing and observing acts of common courtesy. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And here are some of the students of Sevier International Schools, Brother Fawad Haider, Brother Hussein Ruhullah and Hassan Nasrullah, and Brother Ali Nasir. Assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullah, and welcome.
Alaykum How are you? Alaykum
Assalam. Everyone?
Yes.
That's great. Welcome. Let's recommend our brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now to stay with us till the end of this Quranic session, inshallah. So today, inshallah, we'll be working on Ayah 83 of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is a nice verse like the other ones. All the verses of the Quran Karim are great. There is no doubt. So, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ Right? So, Ayah 83 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Let's everyone listen. Alright, brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, please make sure you have your Quran and turn to Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 83. Make sure also you listen and practice with us. Ready, everyone?
Yes.
Listen
yes.
and practice.
Yes.
Let's have a nice recitation, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وإذ أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل لا تعبدون إلا الله
وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ
لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ
لا تعبدون إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا وذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين
وقولوا للناس حسنا وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة
وقولوا للناس حسنا وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة
ثم توليتم إلا قليلا منكم وأنتم معرضون
ثم توليتم إلا قليلا منكم وأنتم معرضون
أحسنت ما شاء الله. And when we took a pledge from the children of Israel, this is not only for Israel, children of Israel, okay? The children of Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam. This is for all. Allah may is talking about the history of the prophets, okay? And he's telling us the rules as well, okay? So what were the pledge? What was the promise? Worship no one but Allah. One, number one, okay? Worship no one but Allah. Second, do good to parents, relatives, orphans, and the needy. Okay? So worship no one but Allah. Do good to parents, relatives, orphans, and the needy. And speak number three. And speak kindly to people. Okay? Number four. And maintain the prayer. Number five. And give the zakat. Five things. Okay? You turned away except a few of you. Okay? So after this pledge, okay? And the children of Bani Israel, the people of Bani Israel, okay? Most of them, okay? Turned away. It means they turned away from religion. They didn't accept these things. They didn't follow these things. Except a few of you, and you were disregardful. So, guys, very clear. The commands of Allah Almighty. لا تعبدون إلا الله. One thing, remember. Okay? وبالوالدين إحسانا. Look, عبادت. After عبادت, directly Allah says, وبالوالدين إحسانا. It's very much important. Okay? وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Okay. Always ask your mom and dad to make dua for you. Always try to please them. Make them pleased. Make them happy.
الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
Rabbana.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
So now, make sure, inshallah, for the full information, full details, refer to interpretations, okay? We don't have much time because our main topic is to work on tajweed rules. Now, what if akhadhna, pronunciations of the letter dha? Make sure you do it, okay? وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ They have the same articulation point. بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ This is wajib mat. 6 counts or 5 counts. لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ Again, the pronunciation of the letter lam in the word Allah. Heavily pronounced. Why? Because there is a fatha sound before. إِلَّا اللَّهَ لَلَّهَ Right? وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا نُن تَنْوِين plus wow nan will be merged to wow and now that noon sound will be merged as if it's not there join that na sound okay with what with the wow now إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ Right? Masakini. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ نُن مُشَدَّد What rule is applied? غُنَّ sound, right? What's غُنَّ sound? Nasal sound. لِلنَّاسِ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا Ali Nasir, حُسْنًا تَنْوِين فَتْحَة plus wow.
إِدْغَام وِدْغُنَّ
إِدْغَام وِدْغُنَّ حُسْنًا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَقِيمُوا وَوْمَدْ plus حَمْزَةُ الْوَاسِلِ
skip حَمْزَةُ الْوَاسِلِ
and
also the
وَوْمَدْ just yes. with أُسَمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ not مُصَّلَاةَ not this long sound مُصَّلَاةَ short one وَآتُوا again وآتوا الزكاة. Make sure zakat, maybe you already zakawat, because there is waw, yeah? But on the top of waw, you see there is a baby alif, a dagger alif. Yes. So that says this is pronounced as a sound, or sorry, a sound. That's alif. Okay, mat. That's not waw. Waw is just a base for it. وآتوا الزكاة. In salat as well, we have that one. Salat, yes. Zakat. ثم توليتم إلا ثم إدغام مثلين. Make sure you do it. Fawad is so good at إدغام مثلين. Do it once. ثم. Read it.
ثم.
Oh, thank you. MashaAllah. That's great. That's beautiful. Great. So, perfect. ثم توليتم إلا قليلا. Aha. Tanween plus ميم.
إدغام.
إدغام. With one or without one?
With one.
It seems like you're so good at idgham. It's easily say, idgham. Qalilam minkum. Minkum. Nun sakin plus kaf.
Ikhfa,
but in a different way. Minkum. Bank. Is it bank? The word bank. Remember? Bank. Huh? Mink.
It's lightly, yeah?
Yeah, it's light. But it has to be kind of clear that the next letter is kaf.
Yeah.
Or kaf even sometimes. Sheen,
yes.
Saad, taad, taadha, these things. Okay. Ghain. Wa antum, nun sakin plus ta. Rest of the letters, ikhfa. Fawad is so good at doing it. Now, Hussein, do it. Wa antum.
Wa antum.
Aha, ikhfa. Just a little longer. Wa antum.
Wa antum.
Aha, Hussein. Mu'ridun. All right. So. وأنتم أها فوات again وأنتم ميم plus ميم
إدغام مثلين
ميم plus ميم
إدغام مثلين
إدغام مثلين ثا pronounce the ثا correctly مثلين okay وأنتم معرضون right
yes
so that's all guys this verse yes. was a long verse but alhamdulillah we did it so many nice messages and also so many good Tajweed rules. Make sure, inshallah, you practice them well. Thank you so much. Do you have any questions?
No.
Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. See you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Stay with us, okay? Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
إلهي وسيدي فأسألك بالقدرة التي قدرتها وبالقضية التي حتمتها وحكمتها وغلبت من عليه أجريتها أن تهب لي في هذه الليلة وفي هذه الساعة كل جرم أجرمته وكل ذنب أذنبته.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we have reached this excerpt of the Divine Kumail Supplication. إلهي وسيدي فأسألك بالقدرة التي قدرتها وبالقضية التي حتمتها وحكمتها وغلبت من عليه أجريتها أن تهب لي في هذه الليلة وفي هذه الساعة كل جرم أجرمته. My Allah and my Master, so I ask you by the power you have apportioned, the decision you have determined and imposed, and through which you have overcome him toward whom it has been put into effect, that you forgive me in this night and at this hour every offense I have committed, every sin I have performed, every wicked thing I have concealed, كل قبيح أسررته وكل جهل عملته, every folly I have enacted, كتمته أو أعلنته, أخفيته أو أظهرته, whether I have hidden it or announced it, whether I have concealed it or manifested it. Now, the question is, why does Imam Ali alayhi salam mention these kinds of sins again when he has already asked the Almighty Allah to be forgiven for in the beginning of the Divine Kumail supplication? When he said, Allahumma ighfir li adhunuba allati tahtiku al-isam, O Allah, forgive me those sins that tear apart safeguards, adhunuba allati tunzilu al-niqam, those sins that draw down adversities, allati tughayyiru al-ni'am, the sins that alter the blessings, adhunuba allati tahbisu al-du'a, those sins that hold back supplications. Now, why does Imam Ali alayhi salam mention these sins somehow again, specifically the hidden aspects of them, both the hidden sins and apparent ones? كتمته أو أعلنته أخفيته أو أظهرته. The answer is, dear listeners, that Imam Ali alayhi salam in this part is not specifically talking about those sins that have hidden aspects. This is Imam Ali alayhi salam discussing the supplicant's sins and wrongdoings that the supplicant himself, that the servant himself has somehow concealed or hidden it. You may do any kind of wrongdoing, but the ones that you try to hide, the ones that you try to conceal, make yourself somehow proud of yourself that you are doing something without the others knowing it, and this causes you to forgive about the existence of the Almighty Allah, about the Lord of the worlds, about that absolute cause that is the creator of you and all of your behaviors, your actions, and your surroundings. You forget about the blessings. You forget about His forgiveness in the most important level. So that is why Imam Ali alayhi salam knows the importance of asking Almighty Allah's forgiveness for those sins that he himself, I mean the supplicant, has hidden.
I therefore implore you by the power which you determine,
and by the decree which you have finalized and ordained, where you have prevailed, you have imposed it to bestow upon me this night and this very hour the forgiveness for all the transgressions that I have been guilty of, for all the sins that I have committed, for all the ugly acts that I have kept secret, and for all the evils done by me, secretly or openly.
Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
One of the other classes of sins that Imam Ali alayhi salam, in the beginning parts of the Kumail supplication, asks Almighty Allah to forgive him for, are the sins that bring about tribulations. Three sins cause the sending of tribulations. As we explained, negligence to the pleading of an afflicted, not helping the oppressed, and abandonment of enjoining good and forbidding evil. This last one, enjoining to good and forbidding evil, are two different divine duties. But practicing these two duties is obligatory for anyone who has the necessary conditions. That is, he knows the good, he knows the evil, he does good and avoids evil himself. And abandoning these two duties is a cardinal sin that brings about tribulations. There are two important aspects of religion which throughout history all prophets were appointed to specifically establish. If these two tasks are discarded, the religion would be annihilated and corruption and misguidance would spread everywhere, because it is the people that have to care about each other. من أصبح ولم يهتم بأمور المسلمين فليس بمسلم. The one who spends the night without attempting to solve Muslims' problems is not considered a Muslim. Of course, the material issues are one aspect and the spiritual issues are another aspect. So the true Muslim has to consider the friend's needs, both material and spiritual ones. And then, at the end of all these classifications, Imam Ali, in the beginning parts of the supplication, says, "Allahumma ighfir li kulli dhanbin adnabtu." Now that I have counted to you all these different sins, forgive me every sin I have committed, wa kulli khati'atin akhta'tuha, and every mistake I have made. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life. Yeah, Allah.
comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
This is for a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is for a better life. IRIB English Radio. I am Sayyid Mahdi Tawakkol, and one of my specialties is in improving lifestyle. And what I say is based on the Quran and Islamic tradition. In this episode of the program, I will be going over the subject, the role of remembering Allah for enjoying a better life. As I talked about previously, there is an undeniable fact about our life, which is our life on this world is never separated from difficulties. It is usually attached with so many ups and downs. Another fact is that we cannot change it. What I mean is not that we cannot solve any problem. I want to say, when I said we cannot change it, I mean we cannot change the whole sense and character of this world. And we cannot make it in such a way that there is no problem at all. For instance, can we prevent all natural disasters from taking place? Can we do something so as we don't face the death of anyone we love? Can we do something to remain always happy and never be worried about anything? Of course not. So, when the case is like this, we should find a solution to cope with these problems and try to manage them and do not let them take the control of us. One of the best effective and also efficient solution is that we always should remember Allah. Allah is the creator of this world, the creator of us as well. So nothing is out of the realm of his power. Add to it that Allah says in the Quran, "Inna Allaha bin-nasi la-raufun rahim." Indeed, Allah is affectionate and merciful to people. And also says, "Wa-idha sa'alaka 'ibadi 'anni fa-inni qareeb," or the Prophet, "If my worshippers ask you about me, tell them that I am near them." أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّارِ إِذَا دَعَانِ, and if they ask me something, I will answer their request. As a result, remembering Allah and paying attention to His might can be very relieving and can bring about tranquility and calmness. Remembering Allah assists man to maintain his composure and his self-control.